And it is a pleasure to be joined by Tennessee volleyball coach Eve Rackham as the season is upon us with an exhibition this week and the season opener next week. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing quite well. It was such a fantastic run for your program last year in your first year at Tennessee, and then there was the NCAA tournament. There was a new addition to your family. There was so much going on. How has the summer gone? How was the foreign trip, and how do you feel about year two for you at Tennessee?
Yeah, we accomplished quite a lot last year, definitely as a program, and then for me personally, with a new baby, and I got married this past summer. So a lot of stuff, a lot of really great stuff. We had a wonderful time in Europe. We had a chance to visit Italy and France and a number of cities in those two countries, and just a great cultural experience for our players, for our program. You know, we got to play great high-level volleyball, sightsee a ton, try some different food, learn a little bit of a new language. Spent about 11 days overseas and just had a tremendous time, got a chance to bring the incoming freshmen. So from a team bonding standpoint, it was just a great start. And I feel like our season really began back in May when we went on that trip. And then, you know, the girls have been back in preseason for we actually just finished last night, and they started classes today. So we're looking forward to this 2019 season and excited about, you know, the goals we've set and where we'd like to go.
How many matches were you able to play back in May?
We played about six times. We played both in Italy and France, and kind of some different level teams. So some older players, some players that are a little bit younger, but really high level. Italian junior national team who was really, really strong. So we tested ourselves quite a bit, and you know, they play a little bit different style there as well. So that was great for us to be able to adjust to and face some adversity. And I like a lot of the things we saw.
Eve, was everybody on your roster able to travel with you, or were some unable to go because they had just signed and they weren't a part of the team yet?
Actually, no. That's one of the great things that we were able to do, is that all of our incoming freshmen were able to graduate early enough to make the trip. So we had everybody, all 17 players were able to come with us. And it was just, from a team bonding standpoint, so helpful for those girls to get to know the returners and then also get a chance to play together.
What did you learn about those newcomers?
Well, we have a lot of talent. They're a fun group. There's five of them, and they're getting to know each other still. But they come from all over the country, and you know, also locally, we've got you know, Kaylee Keeble, who's a local product here from Knoxville, and I think, you know, they all are going to contribute to our program. Some, I think, this year for sure, and definitely down the road as well.
Is there an area where you think your team will be better this year than it was a year ago?
You know, I think last year we were still acclimating to a new system, which our staff brought in. And I think this year we're further along in terms of that. There isn't as much teaching of the system this year at this point, because so many of the returners have been through it. So now it's about, you know, perfecting and kind of the nuances of the system. But I think from that standpoint, we're a little bit further along. So I like where we are, especially defensively and blocking wise. I feel like those were areas where I wanted to see some improvement last year, and I feel like we're on the right track at this point.
Our guest is Tennessee volleyball coach Eve Rackham. You were able to add a very familiar face to your coaching staff. Tell us about Jennifer Charles.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have Jennifer back with us. You know, her and I worked together for 2 years at North Carolina. She was our volunteer assistant coach there, and then she went on and coached a couple of other places, and it just worked out this season. We lost our volunteer to a job, and she got a full-time assistant job, which was great for her. And so we were looking kind of late, and it just worked out. And I'm excited because Jennifer and I have a great relationship, and I think she's going to add a lot to our staff in terms of her ability to train our defense and our blockers. She was a great middle blocker herself. So she also relates really, really well to the players, and I think that they'll find her to be a great, you know, voice for them in the gym, and somebody they can come to off the court. So I'm looking forward to our team getting to know her, and it helps that our staff has worked with her before.
With what you returned from last year and the season that Tennessee put together, You open the season at number 19. You know, last year you opened with a ranked opponent. This year you're going to be the ranked opponent that opens for someone else. But I'm just wondering, do you like opening at number 19?
Well, sure. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I think there's definitely expectations we have at the program and with this team. I'm excited that, you know, the other coaches and the country have recognized the work that this group has done and put ourselves in a position to be nationally relevant. You know, we have a big test coming up playing against Illinois, who was in the Final Four last year. And, you know, in order for this program to continue to move forward, we got to play against the best and we got to continue to test ourselves. So I'm excited for the match against Illinois. We get to play them at home first and then we travel there. But I think it'll be a really good start to see where we're at. And, you know, preseason is always hard because we're playing against ourselves, and some of the things we might be blind to, we're not seeing. I'm sure we'll get exposed when we play somebody else. I'm looking forward to that, learning about our team and just kind of seeing where we are. But in terms of starting the season ranked, I think it's a great, you know, testament to what this group has been able to do.
As far as what is left on the to-do list, you have the exhibition against High Point this weekend, and then the opener against Illinois. What do you hope to accomplish between now and Saturday, as well as how important is this, we'll say, dress rehearsal before the campaign gets rolling?
Yeah, it's been great. They've added this new rule for volleyball that we can have an exhibition match. You know, just a couple of years ago, we couldn't do it. So it's really helpful just to get the girls, you know, in uniform, playing against somebody else, going through a pre-match routine, you know, simulating game day as much as possible. And I think for us, we're trying to figure out, you know, what lineup are we going to go with? What system are we going to go with? Who's going to be out there? What are the substitutions going to be? Still a number of question marks we're trying to figure out, which is a good thing. You know, it's been competitive in the gym, and I like what our players are doing. I want the decisions to be tough for our staff. That means that, you know, we've got some depth and we've got some options. So I'm excited about that, and we're going to run through a couple different lineups on Saturday and, you know, see what we can learn from that and pick up any trends or patterns that we like and kind of go from there.
Eve, it was about a year ago at this time that Tennessee was projected, I believe, to finish 10th in the SEC, and you finished second. Did you see that potential before the season started?
Hard for me to answer that because, you know, I had never been through the SEC as a coach, and I didn't have a real good grasp on the level of the conference outside of the kind of perennial NCAA tournament teams. I wasn't sure, you know, where we stacked up. I thought that last year's team had a chance because I thought we had some talent on the team, we had experience on the team, and we had a lot of desire to be very good. That group, you know, was a really motivated group. So those are typically, you know, good ingredients for having a good season. But I don't know that I ever, you know, thought we would end up finishing that high in the conference and going as far as we did even in the tournament. But I guess I wasn't surprised at the same time because I did have a lot of faith in that group.
Did the success you had last year, did that expand your recruiting footprint?
I certainly, you know, I think you always want to, you know, sell success. And I think we're able to do that. I think, you know, the University of Tennessee itself in so many ways, but obviously, you know, you're recruiting players, you're recruiting high level players who want to play with other high level players and they want to play for winning programs and winning coaches. So I think having that success and proving that, you know, this new staff is capable of doing that at Tennessee was a huge advantage for us. And we've been able to sell that to some of the kids that we're excited about talking to.
Tennessee picked third this year in the Southeastern Conference behind Kentucky first, Florida second. And Tessa Grubbs gets first team, or I should say volleyball preseason All-SEC honors. If you would, give us a little bit of a thumbnail sketch on what Tessa means to the Lady Vols.
Well, she means a lot to our offense, certainly. She's been so reliable and consistent. She had a great season last year, probably the first season that she's been totally healthy. You know, she's managed some shoulder issues, and so she felt good last year. We were able to you know, practice her when we needed to, but she came through match after match, and she knows that she's going to get the bulk of the swings, and she's going to be counted on to be a point scorer. And really what we've tried to do since last season is to develop her total game so that we can keep her in the lineup longer. You know, she's been really just primarily a front row player, and we'd like to keep her in there, you know, six rotations if we can, and set her some more balls. So we've been working on that throughout this last spring and then even into this preseason, and looking at a couple of lineups with what it looks like with her in there all the time. But, you know, I'm so proud of her development because she's really committed to the process. She's been coachable. She's been open. And she's getting better, even still going into her senior year, as good as she's been. I think she's going to continue to get better throughout this season. And she's really just been a pleasure to coach.
You, Florida, and Kentucky are the only SEC schools that are ranked with the coaches top 25. Are you surprised there isn't greater representation from the SEC in the polls right now?
You know, I thought South Carolina had a chance to get in there. I think that, you know, I was surprised Missouri wasn't in there as well, but I know they're both on the receiving votes end. So I think those are two teams that will be really strong through this year, and maybe will surprise some people who didn't vote them into the top 25. But, you know, I think if our conference, it's realistic to think about four or five teams being in there consistently. And that's good news for everybody. I mean, we want to play against good teams. We want our conference to continue to get stronger. So I guess I'm not totally shocked, but I am a little bit surprised that we didn't have a few more.
As we've already talked about, Illinois is the first match for the Lady Vols this year. You're number 19. They're number 5 in the preseason. And you play host to the Illini, and then you go to their place in the same weekend. That's a pretty challenging opening frame, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And we wanted it that way. We wanted to be able to host a high-level team here. It worked out that they were kind of looking to do the same thing. So we agreed to do a home and home. You know, I think we're both going to learn a lot about ourselves that first match, or the first two matches playing against each other. Similar team to us, you know, they've got a returning All-American outside hitter as well. They lost, you know, two seniors who contributed quite a bit. So we have some similar tendencies in our program, and I think that it'll be a great match for both of us to learn a lot about our teams and start the year off. They had a great run last year, so I know our team is excited to play against them.
Well, Coach, we certainly enjoyed last year with how everything came together, and Tennessee had its best season in quite some time and with volleyball, and certainly wish you the very best as you open this year at number 19. It's an exhibition Saturday at home against High Point, and then everything gets started for real the following Friday night, August 30th, at home against Illinois. Thank you so much for your time, and good luck this year. We look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. And that is Tennessee volleyball coach Eve Rackham.